In reaction to President Kiir's calls for transparency during last week's swearing-in of South Sudan's new finance minister, Agak Achwil, activists say the Kiir administration has done little to fight corruption. Juba resident Kenya Sen Abdallah says he believes the Kiir administration looks the other way when it comes to corruption because it doesn't want to create political enemies who could threaten Kiir's hold on power.
Corrupt government officials are not prosecuted in South Sudan because the government fears that it may create instability when the corrupt officials are prosecuted. And also, corrupt government officials are not prosecuted because the ruling party consider those politicians are their former comrades in arms.
Akoch Ajang, chairperson of the South Sudan Civil Society Alliance, says while the country's 2018 peace deal demands economic reforms that should eliminate loopholes that allow corruption, leaders in the unity government have done a little to fight graft.
Since the agreement was signed in December 12, 2018, we have not seen major reforms in the country. As I speak, I'm a stakeholder in the peace agreement. I signed the current peace agreement in Addis Ababa as a stakeholder. Yet, we have not seen any major reforms that are actually carried out in the Republic of South Sudan.
Last week, President Kiir accused some of his former top government officials of siphoning off the country's resources for themselves. He says some officials, which he did not name, have opened personal bank accounts outside the country and have built skyscrapers and luxurious apartments with money from state coffers. The president also fired former finance minister Athiana Ding Athiana for allegedly failing to reveal the amount of money in state coffers. Ajang says if Kiir is serious about fighting corruption, the government should prosecute officials accused of being engaged in graft.
Should the government fail not to make clarifications or taking the suspected individual to the court, eventually the civil society is ready to open the case against individuals who are suspected to have embezzled funds from public institutions. And of course, the president is going to be our witness because this is a statement from the head of the state.
Yasin says citizens need to be empowered so they can hold the public officials accountable. He says freedom of the press and access to information must also be a priority.
There is need for us to reform our public administration and financial management. Reforms focus on improving financial management, strengthening the role of auditing agents, have in many countries achieved greater impact.
Yasin also called on regional and international actors to strengthen monitoring mechanisms in international finance systems that have given public officials the opportunity to siphon countries' resources to offshore bank accounts for personal use. Presidential spokesperson Attorney Wek Attorney insists the Kiir administration is fighting graft, but it's not easy.
I am not telling you that we are on hold to fight corruption, okay? Fighting corruption must be done carefully, okay? Because the peace agreement, which is now to provide the legal framework that, you know, from which all the citizens will be sitting to, will be set to fight corruption, has not yet been put into final implementation.
Attorney says South Sudanese should fight corruption without fear or favor.
Let any South Sudanese come out with a clear evidence of somebody corrupted money. Because it is not when you see somebody owning a property, then he will be corrupt. It is not when you see somebody, you know, driving a car, then he is corrupt. Corruption has to be proved beyond reasonable doubt. Okay? That the property that you got was obtained through a corrupt means.
The UN Commission on Human Rights in South Sudan released a report 2 months ago implicating the country's political elite in corruption, saying they were undermining human rights and endangering security by diverting millions of dollars from the country's public coffers and resources. It said over the course of a 2-year investigation, South Sudan's leaders have diverted more than $73 million since 2018, including transactions worth nearly $39 million in a period of less than 2 months. Kiir administration officials denied the allegations. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.